will do my best to make sure that I put a competitive football team on the field each and every day. And really, it's not about me, though. This is about the Washington Redskins. This is about the fans. This is about the workers at FedEx Field. This is about the players. This is about the coaches. This is about a commitment to being a consistently great franchise. I look forward to the chance to interview and talking to many coaches that have the players' best interests at heart, that will motivate, will teach, and provide them with every opportunity to be great. And I look forward to the challenge. And thank you again to Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen for this opportunity.
All right, folks, that is the voice of your new leader at Redskins Park, Jay, not John, Gruden. How do you like that? Brand new day at Redskins Park, and the man who was there to partake in all of it, Mr. George Wallace, even got his face in the paper.
Yeah.
Rob Woodfork here.
A4 in the post.
Also, yeah, the A section, baby.
Hey, yeah, that's right.
Because you are A material.
How many papers did your parents purchase?
I don't know.
Just
yeah,
clip all over the refrigerator.
They have their own, so yes. We'll see how many they go out and purchase. But you know, the color version is online, so that's what you
want
to, you know.
That's what you want. Print it offline or actually just, you know, do a screen grab on your iPhone.
Look,
whatever happens.
Bruce and myself, we're buddies now. We're boys.
Oh, you guys are tight?
We're tight, yeah.
Look at you, making connection.
Bruce was actually laughing at the picture, the question he was asked if he actually picked up the check during dinner with Gruden the other night. So that's
Went to Paulo's or something like that?
Yeah. So that's why everybody was laughing. Yes. Bruce said, yes, I did. I'm like, well, that's good.
Very good.
So there you go.
Well.
But yeah,
Jay,
I'm ready to
Gruden
run through a wall for the guy. What do you think? I was fired up.
I was fired up too.
Yeah.
Of course, his Hard Knocks video.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
That was fantastic.
Mickey Mouse.
That's right. No Mickey Mouse football being played here. By the way, Rob Woodfork here, Dave Preston, George Wallace. Let's, first of all, get this out of the way. Good hire.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a good hire. It's one of those things that you won't really know if this is a good hire until we're a year or so down the line. But if you were to check off what you're looking for as a head coach for this team at this time, everything clicks. A guy who is familiar with the pro game, unlike Spurrier. A guy who's been in the league the last decade, unlike Gibbs. A guy who's not going to come here looking for total control, unlike Marty and Shanahan. A guy who's actually coordinated an offense, unlike Zorn. And a guy who has been a head coach at other levels. So he does have the experience of being the guy with whom the buck stops. Another thing about Jay Gruden being an offensive coordinator, he wasn't an offensive coordinator under a coach who was offensive-minded. It's one thing to be in that position, but basically, Marvin Lewis, is a defensive guy, gave him the offense, let him take care of it. So if you were to check off the list, this is a guy that we should have in this place. Yeah, looks like a good hire.
That's very well said.
That is very well said.
You broke that down phenomenally.
That was.
We're done.
We got nothing else.
That was SportsCenter-esque.
Yeah, that was good.
No, just to piggyback on that last point, though, when he was in Cincinnati, he didn't have his guys. Like, he had a bunch of, I heard Chris Cooley talking about this yesterday, in Cincinnati.
It's on a different radio station, by the way. You're listening to a different radio station.
Maybe I'm hanging out with Chris Cooley.
Maybe.
You don't know where I'm talking to Cooley.
You're right.
No,
you're
but
not in the paper, though.
When Cooley, no, I'm not. I guess
nobody
I'll keep
is.
Coming back to that. Mr. Post Superstar.
I'm sorry. No,
but Cooley was making the point that when he was first coming into the NFL, the Bengals staff was the one that was coaching him up in the Senior Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And the staff that they have there now is basically who was there way back in 2004 when Cooley was, you know, in the Senior Bowl.
Right.
So the only difference between then and now is Gruden. So Gruden was in there without any of his guys. He comes into Washington now, and there's a bunch of guys that were with him in Tampa and that he's already familiar with and that, you know, conceivably he can grow in the role with. But initially, I was not impressed because I guess none of us really knew that much about him because he's in that polar vortex called Cincinnati. See what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Yeah,
I like.
So he was, you know, he was sort of out of the line of sight, so to speak. And now that we get to know him a little bit, we see him on Hard Knocks, which was awesome. And we get to see him in this introductory press conference. It seems like he's the goods.
And it helps that he's gone on. He's interviewed with 7 teams over the last 2 offseasons, NFL teams, which I think is key. And, you know, Bruce Allen, he has the connection. And now you kind of see the way the pieces fell into place. that Bruce did say that they went into this with an open mind, but this was the guy they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when they retained Sean McVay, Raheem Morris,
right.
Even Jim Haslett, who was the head coach in the UFL, and Gruden was his offensive coordinator. Haslett right. came to D.C., Gruden took over the head coaching job there.
And he was general manager there as
right.
well.
Right. And Gruden told us yesterday after, basically, look, Haslett gave me a job. Of course I respect the guy. I love the guy.
Yeah.
Gave me a job. So that whole family tree there, and that's the stuff you don't realize and how deep these connections go, and that's how important it is. Mm-hmm. And you can see Bruce Allen putting this together. That's what my big thing on this is. This was a Bruce Allen hire. This is his guy. This is his staff, his tree. So that's what I like to see. That's refreshing for a change. Now, whether it works out or not, I don't know. But Bruce said after yesterday, too, he says, we have to get this right. We have to.
Right.
So that is refreshing to me that you see that and that he is taking the reins in this right now. And you know, Jay Gruden comes with the experience and he has the familiarity and he's going to call the plays, which I think is good.
Yeah.
And he's going to hold everybody accountable. I took that from his press conference yesterday. Look. I want Robert to come on the sideline and tell me I missed a throw. Everybody has to be accountable, and he's mm-hmm. going to hold everybody accountable. Everybody's going to practice. Everybody's going to be together, and that's what I like to see.
Do you have a problem with the fact that they had him earmarked for this position pretty much from the start?
Well, I don't know, because if that's the case, then all these guys they brought in interviews was just a show.
Right.
But, you know, who knows? I mean, if it's the fact where – you saw somebody say that this is he's doing it the Al Davis way and get to know a lot of different people and some input mm-hmm. input from everybody else. If that pays off in the future, then sure.
Let
but if somebody
this.
Else had knocked his socks off, I mean, I still think if they had talked to Ken Wisenhunt, there was a good shot he was going to be the guy.
Oh, but, I loved Wisenhunt for this.
Yeah,
topic.
I agree. Wisenhunt and Gruden are the two guys. Fine. But look, but then Bruce said yesterday, look, if the Chargers had lost that game, we'd be talking to Wisenhunt today.
Right.
So whether or not he would have waited for Gruden if they really did want him, who knows?
But it's a fickle world in the NFL.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah. And I will say this, because I've listened to a lot of different reaction mm-hmm. You know, over this hire. And it seems like a lot of people like the hire, one of whom is a voice that's very well respected. I wrote a little bit about this on WTOP.com. Bobby Bethard.
Yes, I heard that.
And Bobby's,
his son coached with him, I think.
His son, they coached together.
Yeah.
And he loves the hire and went on to say that he did something similar with Joe Gibbs. Before Jack Pardee was even fired, he reached out to Joe Gibbs and said, hey, this job may open up. If so, are you interested? And mm-hmm. he said yes. And he said, don't believe what you read or hear. You're my guy.
Right.
And they went through the interview process, interviewed a bunch of people that mm-hmm. were actually qualified for the gig.
Right.
And ultimately settled. I shouldn't say settled, but Gibbs was his. Yeah.
Yeah.
Three Super Bowls
if
later.
That's settling, well, yeah. I'm all for it.
But that was his guy all along. So I don't have a problem with it when you can, you know, apply it to that historical context. I'm not saying he's going to be Gibbs.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong with identifying who your guy is. And as long as you do your due diligence mm-hmm. and you don't just get tunnel vision on the guy,
right.
then, you know, I would like to think that if they got wowed by one of the other candidates, that they would have made
yes,
the appropriate
I agree.
Hire.
I agree.
But it sounds like they were wowed by Gruden and seems like they picked well.
And there's always the difference between is it the right hire and is it going to get the right results?
Right.
I mean, when you look back, the Mike Shanahan hire was actually the right thing for this franchise
and
at the
I
time.
Still
they
think
were
the Schottenheimer
mess.
Hire was a great
exactly.
hire.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I think the Gibbs hire was the right move at that time. And it didn't yield the, even though they went to the playoffs twice over a 3-year span, it didn't yield the results that you would have liked to have gotten from that. And the NFL is, even when you make the right move with the right hire, or even when you make the right draft pick, there are so many other variables in the mix that there's no guarantee that making the right hire is going to get you the right results. But, you know, if you were to look at the checklist again, this is the right move for this franchise, and you move forward.
Well, I think what the Redskins have to hope for is something similar to what happened with Peyton Manning in Indianapolis. The coach that was coaching him when he got drafted was not there when they started enjoying the ultimate success.
Right.
It was not until his second coach that they started yielding some of the results. So I guess, you know, Redskins fans can sort of hold on to that hope that this pairing with RG3 and Gruden ends up being something similar to what they're enjoying in Indianapolis.
And that's what's going to be the big thing, is the key is for him to get Griffin back to playing football and having fun and doing it.
Right.
I mean, I'm not writing off Griffin yet. I know everything that came out last year, and was he part to blame for that? Sure he was. But I still think that Mike had a big part in that.
Right.
So, you know, that he's damaged goods, this and that. I'm not buying that yet. Now,
no.
If he comes out and doesn't get along with Jay Gruden and things go sour quickly, then okay, well, you. Then your career's, then you're labeled for good.
Yeah.
But a healthy RG3 is huge.
You know, that's a
healthy RG3 in the offseason where he's able to absorb the offense, whatever tweaks that there may be.
And that's Gruden, the thing. It doesn't sound like they're going to overhaul this offense.
No,
it sounds like
so
they're
either,
going
yeah.
to basically keep the same schemes intact on both sides of the ball.
You figure there might be tweaks, though. So whatever may be just even subtly different, Griffin gets on board with this new offense and Morris is able to succeed. It seemed like this past year they went away from Alfred time and time again in the second half of games when you could still run the football effectively. There are some other moves defensively, special teams that need to be made as well for this team to get better. But having RG3 on the same page as the head coach is going to be huge.
One of the things that I will say, and you can't take anything away from a guy. Let's see how I want to put this. A guy that's a coordinator, you can't judge him as far as offense. You know what I mean? Because this is a whole different thing. He's the CEO now of this franchise.
Right,
he's
right.
a leader.
He's running
but
all of it.
You look at the offensive coordinator spot. That is one thing that a lot of people in Cincinnati have been saying, that he also went away from the run late in games and had Andy Dalton just pitch and catch it all around. right. But you can't take that from just saying that is one thing that people have been talking about.
Actually, one of the things I've heard is that he projects to be a better head coach than he does as a coordinator. So,
if
that's the case, then that furthers the hire, considering how good he was as an offensive
and
coordinator.
And keeping Sean McVay is huge. I mean, everybody you talk to, he's very well respected, great football mind. He's a young guy. And some of the players saying that he's helped them the tight ends understand the offense a lot. So that's going to be a big thing, too, keeping him around.
Absolutely.
I'm on board with it.
Do you like that they're keeping the defensive staff?
I do. I may be in the minority on it, but I don't mind Haslett sticking around. I think Haslett didn't have a lot of control last year. I think that he had a lot of power taken away from him in games from what I've been told.
Even from the standpoint of running the 3-4, that was Shanahan's
idea. That was all him, yes. But even late in games.
Right.
So if you give him the opportunity to do his thing and it doesn't work, that's fine. But I don't have a problem with Haslett staying. I know I'm the minority of that, but I don't have a problem with it.
No, actually, I agree with you. I don't think Haslett was ever the problem. I think they had a couple of good years under him, at least comparatively speaking, that weren't awful. But I've always said I think he's a better head coach than he is a defensive coordinator. So I've never thought that he's a great defensive coordinator, but he's good. And I don't know what the book is on Raheem Morris necessarily, but I would imagine from his time in Tampa, he picked up a few things from guys like Mike Tomlin and Tony Dungy. So I don't have a problem with them keeping those guys. In fact, I like the continuity a little bit.
It's tough to make filet mignon out of hanger steak, and the secondary just didn't have the personnel over the last couple of years. That's been a sore spot. Yeah. That's been a sore spot of this team, and they need to overhaul the secondary. They'll get that cap money back that we've heard about the last 2 years, magic silver bullet, the $36 million that they're going to get back.
That's a big chunk of cash.
So that's going to be huge, and they move forward. They need to get much better defensively, and they need to get much better, a lot better on special teams.
I think that's going to be one of the big hires too, as a special teams coach.
Yeah,
who he brings in.
Actually, there's a big name out there, Bobby April.
Could be.
That would be a good get, because that's a guy who actually a few years ago was getting his name floated around as a head coaching candidate, let alone special teams. So that would be a tremendous get. Well, let's get gone, shall we?
All right. Goodbye.
I guess we should do a free agency edition, yeah?
Yeah, we'll check back in with the people.
Yeah. We'll never leave you hanging.
We'll never be too far away. How can you miss us if we never leave?
Right, and the NFL now is a 12-month season. That's so right. We have an off-season, but we're not,
And nobody wins the off-season like the Washington Redskins.
Right.
That's right.
I think they hang banners for that.
Yeah, they're like the attendance banners?
I think so.
They should hang them in the bubble.
Yeah.
Everybody's so
There's
proud
a bubble
of the bubble.
Now. That's a Mike
put
Shanahan
stuff
bubble.
In there. Like the bubble.
I'm going to put Shanahan's name on the bubble. No.
Mike Shanahan Memorial Bubble.
It'll probably deflate
the chef.
If you do that.
Yes. Do they keep the chef?
The chef. They have to keep the chef.
Have to keep the chef. All right, guys. We will be back when we are back. Rob Woodfork signing off alongside Dave Preston and George Wallace. Talk to you later.